John Laser is brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. Laze, I imagine you were around the team yesterday. They were, I assume they were at practice. What was the reaction when the team got the news that there would be no game this weekend?
Yeah, well, I think for a while there, they were, like everybody else, hearing whether or not they were going to play. And I think they were obviously a part of the conversations between East Carolina and Tech. So I was over doing volleyball last night, but I know some of the football guys were kind of running through the hallways preparing for two separate practices. Obviously, one that would have been specific to East Carolina and their game plan there, and one that would be just a bland bye week type practice where you work on your own stuff, including ball security. So they handled it fine, I'm sure. And then once they got word that they were playing, I'm sure they kind of eased it down a gear.
I saw the press release. So, you know, in this job, we always got to look for words, like, you know, understanding things like postponed and canceled. The press release says game canceled, but then you read the press release and it says that as soon as details are finalized, they're looking for a possible reschedule and then it'll be communicated with all parties. Is this a game that they could play down the road? Is there even an available time? Because as I'm looking here, they do not have the same bye weeks.
No, they don't. So, you know, odds are probably not great that you would eventually play. I think that just means you're going to try. If you remember last year, Florida State had a game that was canceled because of weather, and then they eventually needed that victory or needed that opportunity at a victory to get back to a bowl game, and they worked it out. However, they did. Then you look at some other situations like Miami where they had a couple of games canceled last year, didn't circle back around and make those up. So I think it'll just be a matter of where you are at the end of the season. There's not going to be a week in the middle of the year where you can make it work for either team. So it would either be that ACC championship week, unless the Hokies, of course, are in that game, or beyond that. But if it was beyond that, because the Hokies are in the ACC championship game, then you're probably not going to need it anyway. So I'll probably just call it good at that point.
And if you're in the ACC championship game and you win it, you probably don't want an extra game. So it looks like it's potentially an 11-game season here for Virginia Tech. John Laser joining us. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. Laze, I've looked at this scenario, and I understand. I actually totally understand why East Carolina did this, and I don't think that they had the availability to wait an extra day. I'm not trying to put the fangs out here because I'm trying to get all the information. We invited Whit Babcock on the show. I've not heard anything back. Do you by any chance know if there were any other plans, any other ideas thrown out there? Did anything come across your radar?
Well, I think what was happening was they were discussing it actively between the two administrations in terms of what are we going to do in the interest of everyone's best interest and safety and all of those things. And, you know, Whit is one of the best in the country in terms of working through every angle and talking with everybody and trying to put everybody in the best possible position. So it's really unfortunate that this has become whatever it's become on social media and this discourse between the two universities, because nobody at Virginia Tech wants to put anybody at East Carolina in danger. Nobody at Virginia Tech wants to minimize the danger that people may be in and the safety of folks down there. So it's just unfortunately one of those situations where whatever the case may be or whatever statement was made has led to this, because this is just a common sense situation in that regard. So hopefully that will all obviously work itself out in terms of that communication between the two schools. But in the meantime, let's get back to focusing on what's important, which is everyone's safety.
Dan Wolkin of USA Today tweeted this out last night, and this is a bigger picture. This, you know, I don't want to get into the whole El Nino and global warming topic, but look, tropical storm season, it happens this time every year. You got games moved, games canceled, and now you got a bulk of games moved and games canceled. He brought up the idea of having a second bye week. And Lays, it was not that long ago. My first year covering Virginia is 2005. They still played 11 games and had two bye weeks back then. And in 2006, they switched it up when, I believe, conference expansion started kicking in. They moved it to 12 games and one bye week. I know it would push the season back, and I know it probably would not answer everything, but would you be opposed to two bye weeks in a season?
No, I have no problem with it, particularly when you see what kids are going through in terms of the academic rigors and all of those things. And I know exactly which game I'd dump off the schedule, too. You know, it's any time that you're playing an FCS opponent or you're dropping down in level. And I know occasionally, every once in a great mile, you get one of those FCS teams that rises up and has a huge upset. But I think for the grander picture of what you're trying to accomplish and making things easier and giving yourself some options, I'd be all for it.
Laze, I'll let you go on a football question, because now there is no game, and it's all of a sudden now that Virginia Tech technically does have two bye weeks. How does the football team handle this as they got a little downtime until they play their next game next week?
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out. Mike and I were talking about that last night. You know, is this a good thing for this football team or not? Because you were obviously playing pretty well. You're coming off a week in which you basically got some rest for a number of guys, didn't play the whole game. It was kind of like the preseason. Do you want to get back out there and keep trying to roll? I think that everyone would have expected the Hokies, at least from our perspective, to win over East Carolina and keep that momentum going. Or do you look at it as, hey, we've picked up two wins and now we essentially get to go back to a mini training camp format and come back healthy, obviously, for Old Dominion, but then with Duke as well the following week. So I'm going to go in that camp. I don't think this is something that hurts this football team. Obviously, we saw against Florida State that they're very capable of focusing after not having game action for weeks while practicing. So I think it's going to be a good thing ultimately down the line. And, you know, I hope that the Hokies are in a position where it's not a situation where you miss that game or an opportunity even for a win for a bowl. And certainly the way they've played the first 2 weeks, you wouldn't have that indication at the moment.
I'll tell you one guy who'll take the weekend off because it's a little concerning. 2 weeks and two times Ricky Walker's had to be helped off the field. That's the guy you need for the long haul. So, you know, give him a little downtime this weekend. That won't do him bad at all.
Yeah, I actually said exactly that. You know, shut old Rick down for a couple of days, put him in that blue jersey, and we'll see him down in Norfolk.
All right, buddy. Be safe. I don't know what you got planned for your free weekend, but we'll catch up with you next Wednesday. John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. Thanks, partner.
You got it.
You got it. And he's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.